بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ابو مسلم خولانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ تکبر کینا تکبر کمینہ شخص بھی کر سکتا ہے اور فخر رزیل ہی سے واقع ہوتا ہے. حضرت ابو مسلم خولانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ that it's only a person who is contemptible and most despicable who displays takabbur and arrogance, pride. It's only a person who is a kamina, is most despicable and contemptible. He lacks entirely the thing tawasul. Now he's just like a shaitan. اور باطل پر کوئی ناقص العقل ہی تعصب کرتا ہے. And it's only a person whose nature is defective. His very nature is defective. Such a person, he is obstinate on anything which is batil, which is false. Person who displays bigotry and he is obstinate on something which is false, which is batil, that indicates that this person is a real shaitan. Now his nature is defective. Either Allah Ta'ala has created him in such a man. It comes in the hadith that there are certain people whom Allah Ta'ala has created for Jahannam. How? Why he has created them for Jahannam? Allah, that is his wisdom. He is subject to his wisdom. We cannot fathom Allah Ta'ala's wisdom. And such people, they display arrogance and takabur just like shaitan. And they are obstinate and they refuse to acknowledge that they are in error, even if they are batil, falsehood it is proven to them, then also they are not prepared to accept. So, you know, the very nature is crooked. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma فرماتے تھے تم تواضع کو لازم جانو کیونکہ یہ ایک عظیم نعمت ہے. حضرت عروہ بن زبیر رضی اللہ عنہما صحابی اسے that you must cling on to hold fast on to تواضع on to humility because this it is a great نعمت, a wonderful treasure. Hashim Dadullah Rahmatullahi Hazrathani Rahmatullahi Shaykh mentioned that when people come from they go on a holiday or go to another country, when they come back home, they bring gifts for the family. You say, you are on earth here, on earth for a while. So when you have to return back home, that is Jannat. So when you go back, you claim from Allah, we are going back unto Allah Ta'ala. So when we return back to Allah Ta'ala, then we must take a gift also back. So the people ask, Hazrat, what? There's no shortage of anything by Allah Ta'ala. What gift can we take to Allah Ta'ala? Say, no, there is something lacking there, short. And what? It is the tawazu, humility. You must take humility with you. Allah Ta'ala is power. It's only greatness and might and power by Allah Ta'ala. So you must take tawazu. So that is a gift you must take unto Allah Ta'ala. So it is Ru'a bin Zubair Allah Ta'ala says that it is a great namat which you should always must cling to it. Or us par koi hasad nahi karega. And he said it is such a namat. It's such a wonderful name, this tawazu, humility, that no one will have any hasad for you on it. And no one will have envy and jealousy for you on it. If the person has other qualities, yes, or possession, yes, wealth, a lot of wealth, yes, lots of knowledge also, wealth, other people, they set evil eyes on a person, hasad develop on him. For a poor person's worldly possessions. But tawazu, humility, is such a wonderful nemat that no one envies a person who's humble. Everyone inclines towards him. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the, Zaid bila tawazu aisa hai jaise baghair phal ke darakht ho. Hazrat Sufyan bin Uyayna says that a Zaid, a person who has abandoned the dunya, in other words, he is more on the path of abstinence, renouncing the dunya. But if the Zaid, he lacks tawazu, he's got his harshness, has arrogance in him, then he is like a tree which is it's a fruit tree, but it does not bear. It is a fruitless tree. Jo shakhs apne aap mein tawazu na kare, wo dusre ke nazdik muazzaz nahi hota. And a person who lacks tawazu, he can never be honorable in the eyes of people. No one will honor that person. No one will respect a person who lacks tawazu. If you lack tawazu, then the opposite sets in, that is takabur, pride. That person regards others with contempt. Once Khaja Ali's Sirchani rahmatullahi, a very great buzurg former times, he practiced to daily go and take his food and go sit on the outskirts. There was a masjid there, and near to that masjid was the qabr of Hazrat Shah Kirmani rahmatullahi. Hazrat Shah Kirmani rahmatullahi was also from the royal family, was a prince. And he had also given up the life of the palace for leading the life of a Sufi. So Hazrat Sir Ali Khaja Sir Zani Ramtaleb would go to that, it was a small masjid on the outskirts, and nearby was the qabr of Hazrat Shah Kirman Ramtaleb. He would take his food and would sit there by the masjid and eat. Because some fukara would always gather there, and he would like to have his meals with the poor people of fukara. One day when he came there, there was no one. He was alone. So, and he was, it was his practice and his habit is to eat with somebody. So he made dua, ya Allah, send some mehman, send someone there to join me in his meals. Shortly, in a couple of months, and after a short while, A dog appeared near to the masjid, at the step of the masjid. So Hazrat Khaja Ali Sirjan, he chased the dog. So the dog soon entered the masjid now. So he shouted at the dog and buffeted the dog away. And the dog went away, and as the dog left, a voice from inside the qabr of Hazrat Shah Kirmani Rahmatullahi, the poet reprimanding him, telling him, oh Sirjani, you made dua for a mehman, for a guest to come and join you. And now, so when the guest comes, then you puffed the guest away. Reprimandingly, this voice from the qabr is telling this, it's Khaja Sahib. You make dua for a guest. When the guest is sent to you, then you buffet it away. You despise that makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. Sir Zani Rahmatullahi was shocked. And he ran from there in search of the dog. He went into the town, in a village. From alleyway to alleyway he went, he couldn't find the dog. And then he finally went right onto the outskirts, a forest there. He went there, and there he saw the dog sitting on one side. Dog was just sitting there, and he came there, and he had brought the food with, he opened the food and he put it in front of the dog. The dog turned his face away, didn't even look at the face. When he realized that Hazrat Shri Jain Ram started to remove this amama, this turban, and he put it in front of the door. Now the removal, the turban, the topi, for a mu'min, it's a mark of respect or an honor. To be without a topi is disgraceful to be have a bare head, that's the way of the kuffar. It is disrespectful, that it comes in the fuqaha's rule, that a person who wanders around in the public with a bare head, his mardud shahadat, now his testimony in an Islamic court in front of Qadi is not acceptable. So the removal of the turban or of the topi, it is a sign of humility when a person feels anything, wants to express his humility and his own contempt, his own contemptibility. Then they take off the turban. So he took off the turban and he put it in front of the dog. And he stayed speaking to him and he told the dog, "I have made Tawbah. Eat this food, I have made Tawbah." Immediately the dog spoke and said, "Ahsanta, what you have done is good." And oh, Ali Sirzani, remember one thing, that you made dua for a guest. You made dua for a guest, you must make dua for eyes. Then eyes of your batin, eyes of the heart to open up. That what is telling that you, that thing, regard me with contempt. Yeah, you have got takabur, there's no tawazu in you. So his dog is giving this the way in which Allah Ta'ala, sometimes he teaches his close, awliya, he gives them a lesson through animals, through little children, or some other way Allah Ta'ala gives them talim in this manner. So he says that if the dog is there, saying that if it was not for the presence here and the barakat of Hazrat Shah Kirmani, then you would have seen the consequences of your takabur, you would have seen it here. You would have seen it. But you are very fortunate that you are in the vicinity where the barakat of the Shah Kirmani is. From this also incident, we understand that one should not despise even a dog, animal, no one, where no one has the right to despise, or think or feel that he has any superiority over anyone or any creature of Allah Ta'ala, because no one knows, no matter how great and pious a man may be, he doesn't know what tomorrow, what will be his end. Wa akhiru wa ana alhamdulillah.